The Mutiny on Board HMS Bounty by William Bligh. The book was read by Bernard Mays. Chapter 1. Plan of the expedition, outfit, and occurrences to the time of leaving England, description of the breadfruit. The King, having been graciously pleased to comply with a request from the merchants and planters interested in His Majesty's West India possessions, that the breadfruit tree might be introduced into those islands, a vessel proper for the undertaking was bought and taken into dock at Deptford to be provided with the necessary fixtures and preparations for executing the object of the voyage. These were completed according to a plan of my much-honoured friend Sir Joseph Banks, which in the event proved the most advantageous that could have been adopted for the intended purpose. The ship was named the Bounty. I was appointed to command her on the 16th of August, 1787. Her burthen was nearly 215 tons. Her extreme length on deck, 90 feet 10 inches, extreme breadth, 24 feet 3 inches, and height in the hold under the beams at the main hatchway, 10 feet 3 inches. In the cockpit were the cabins of the surgeon, gunner, botanist, and clerk, with a steward room and storerooms. The between decks was divided in the following manner. The great cabin was appropriated for the preservation of the plants, and extended as far forward as the after hatchway. It had two large skylights, and on each side three scuttles for air, and was fitted with a false floor cut full of holes to contain the garden pots in which the plants were to be brought home. The deck was covered with lead, and at the foremost corners of the cabin were fixed pipes to carry off the water that drained from the plants into tubs placed below to save it for future use. I had a small cabin on one side to sleep in, adjoining to the great cabin, and a place near the middle of the ship to eat in. The bulkhead of this apartment was at the after part of the main hatchway, and on each side of it were the berths of the mates and midshipmen. Between these berths the arms chest was placed. The cabin of the master, in which was always kept the key of the arms, was opposite to mine. This particular description of the interior parts of the ship is rendered necessary by the event of the expedition. The ship was masted according to the proportion of the navy, but on my application the masts were shortened, as I thought them too much for her, considering the nature of the voyage. On the 3rd of September...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?